to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Well, we have Relationship Thursdays right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. I am your host, Coach Lalisa, and as we anticipate, well, our guest is with us, but, you know, it's really, really great to be talking about relationships today, since so many people, you know, I didn't realize how many people really struggle with relationships, so we're very honored and happy to have an expert right here as part of the show here each and every week to help us. So I just want to go ahead on and welcome Mr. Sean Watson. Mr. Sean, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Glad you could be back, because we know you're busy. You have some other broadcasts that you're also on as well, some other speaking engagements that you're doing in relationship to other things that you're doing, not just talking on relationship, but we're certainly glad that, again, that that is one of your specialties. It just so happens that last week you're on, I happened to have caught the relationship show on television, the relationship intervention.
Mm-hmm.
This week, just so happened, wasn't trying to catch it, but just so happened to catch it. I'm sure there's no accident. And watching a situation on there about relationships, so I'm going to chat about that in a second, but I know you have a very interesting topic that you're going to be talking about today, as it relates to one of the characters in relationships. So we're talking about men and their insecurities. And that's very interesting, because just so happened, the show that was on, it comes, I believe, on Centric TV, the intervention show. And I would definitely say that was an insecurity that they were talking about, as it related to both people, the young lady and the young man, both very insecure. But a lot of times we don't often hear, especially women, and we know that women have been tuning in to the show, as well as some men, because people do often go back and listen to the archives. They may not want to call in and, you know, be recognized while the show is on, which is okay. You know, we understand that. But so what can you tell us about the men and insecurity. So for those who are tuned in, you really want to get your friends on and go and let them know that the show is on and hear what has to be said on this matter as it relates to men and insecurities.
Well, I mean, for this week, I wanted to do my research. And I was just kind of curious. I wanted to see what kind of list they had for when it comes to insecurities. And one of the things that stuck out to me was they mentioned physical, financial, and that was interesting to me because, you know, it made me think is that one of the things that as men, I mean, I know from experience, but one of the things that is the biggest, I mean, just the biggest struggle for insecurity is more of wondering, you know, am I satisfying my mate? That's one of the insecurities right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an insecurity because a lot of times you're wondering if your mate is being honest with you because sometimes people don't want to tell you things that's going to hurt your feelings. And, you know, that, I mean, to be honest with you, sometimes that can kind of hurt you a little bit more than really help you. I mean, I would think it would be better for the woman to just be honest. I mean, a lot of times it's not really, you know, what you say, but it's how you say it. And if you can kind of be able to, you know, say it gently and not really say it like you're trying to dog them out, but if you're just trying to, you know, just be, you know, a supportive, you know, spouse or girlfriend, but just being honest and to be accommodating and be willing to teach him. I mean, if he's not doing something, you know, that you're not. I mean, if he's doing something that you really don't like, or something that you know that's not really satisfying, you teach him and show him how to do it.
And you know, and probably I'm just wondering, but you know, sometimes that teaching can probably be a challenge for some people because not everybody's a teacher, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But I mean, there has to be some kind of way. I mean, because men aren't born knowing how to do everything, and so when we're not mind readers, so you have to kind of be able to be clear. A lot of times, people they say what they want, or they never say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But being clear, you know, makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, yeah, that you know definitely. So you found this list that talked about some insecurities. Now let's go over that list again.
Okay. Yeah. One of them was the physical. Wondering if he's satisfying her physically. Another insecurity was one that I had already known about, which was. One of the reasons why, you know, a lot of men don't want their wives or girlfriends to actually work or have high education is because they don't want to lose them. They figure if they have a job, if they're going out, they're gonna be meeting people. If they're meeting people, you know, it's gonna be less time to spend with them, and they probably a lot of guys at the time are kind of a little more insecure. You know, about those kind of things. Is she gonna leave me? Is she gonna end up going to that job and, you know, learn some information, new information, and then you know our marriage is gonna be different, and then she's gonna try to leave me for someone else. So that's one of the insecurities, and another one was just more of a personal one. It's more of guys. You know, as guys get older, you know, start getting into their 40s. You know, a lot of it is more of their body. You know. Am I gonna be able to stay in shape for her?
No.
I mean, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym, but I'm not as young as I used to be. And then the last one was more of an insecurity of friends. A lot of women have guy friends that maybe they grew up with, and a lot of times the guy may get a little jealous because he thinks there's something more to that friendship than just saying he's like a brother. Because that guy probably knows all your secrets. He's known you throughout your childhood, and he just knows everything about you. He knows more about you than your own man knows about you, and he thinks there's something more to that.
Wow. Okay. So, what can people do to, you know, offset some of these insecurities that a person might bring to the relationship? Some of this, you know, baggage, so to speak.
Well, that's where trust and communication comes in handy, because, you know, a lot of times people, they hold back a lot. And holding back isn't a good thing, because when you continue to allow something to continue happening, you know, that's when things get kind of rough. So I mean, I recommend is just being honest. I mean, if you have a problem, you know, with some kind of insecurity, then I think it's best to share with your partner. You know, because I mean, a lot of times people think that women have a lot of insecurities, but men have insecurities as well. It may not be as many, but we still have insecurities, you know, about certain things. And I think you know, that comes in factor of trust, and also just being honest. And you know, but that guy does have to learn how to trust. He does have to learn how to trust, you know, the woman. He can't be worrying about her 24 hours a day. I mean, he has to just know, you know. And if he can't trust her, that's a red flag that you probably shouldn't be with that person if you can't trust them.
Mm. Mhm. Yeah, and so many people. So how does one, you know, build trust in their relationship?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to build trust. A lot of it could be just sitting down talking, you know, It's something simple, you know, sitting down, you know, just being honest, you know, almost like updates, you know, if anything's going on, anything on your mind you want to share, you want to talk about, just being honest about it. I mean, really trust is something that could be developed. It's more about being willing to open up, you know, being willing to share with your partner.
Yes. So that's good. But you know, again, if you have certain people from different generations may do things a little bit differently. So let's just say you're from the 70s, possibly even the 60s, and who knows? I don't know if those that are in the Generation X and Y, how they feel about opening up, sharing, being honest about how they feel. Do you think that could pose some additional challenges for people to be open to open up, to talk about some of these insecurities? I mean, some of these insecurities, for example, to talk about, you know, you know, I've heard before, and even they talked about it, even in that relationship show that I was watching, the Love Intervention show. And these individuals, you know, feel like sometimes, especially on the male, from the male side, you know, I don't want her, you know, making more than me. And sometimes you see in certain movies and sitcoms, they'll kind of, you know, joke about it or allude to the fact that, well, if I have a woman who, you know, I don't want her making more than me. It's like a more of a male macho kind of thing. But then now to look at it from a different angle, as you pointed out, it could be more of insecure that you're going to go out and meet someone, or you'll be involved in things that will take your time away from me. To me, that's being more real than for a man to say, well, I don't want a woman if she makes more than me or she has a higher position than me. So I think that's really good that you brought that out as more of an insecurity, so that as women who are out there dating, because, you know, I've heard some women who are very successful, you know, who want to date or who want a mate, but sometimes they feel like, well, there's no guy who's going to be willing to accept me at the level that I'm at financially or my status. But if they realize that, you know, if they can kind of allay his fears, so to speak, or help him overcome that insecurity,
I thought it was interesting to want to bring this up this morning, because not only about insecurities, but it's been a label for a long time on men about, you know, saying that all men are the same. I mean, that's a label that is old, and it's something that's not true. I mean, all men, you know, are different.
Mm-hmm.
Different personalities,
mm-hmm.
were raised differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had some men that were raised by their mom. You know, you had some that was raised by just their grandparents. You had some that,
yeah,
that were raised, you know, just how to learn everything on the street. You know, I mean, so you have so many different types of men. So when I hear the term that all men are the same, it's different to me.
That can't be true.
Yeah, it can't be true, because when you look at it, you know, it's really about the type of men that you're selecting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're selecting the type of men, like, for example, you know, because I've been writing about this, because, you know, I have a section in this in my book and everything, and one of the things I'm talking about is that the difference between a saved man and an unsaved man is that you can't expect an unsaved man to be able to love you like a saved man would be able to love you.
And so, yeah. And what would you say if you had any suggestions of any real differences there?
Well, I mean, one of the differences between a saved man and an unsaved man is when it comes
mm-hmm.
to, when it comes to temptation, because a lot of times, if you have a man who's unsaved, he doesn't have the willpower to be able to fight through temptation. Like if there's a woman at work right on like that, he doesn't have that willpower to be able to resist that. He's probably going to go after it because he doesn't have that mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the saved man, he sees that woman at work, but he knows he has something better at home. He knows he has something long lasting at home, so he's not willing to ruin that, because he knows that's his future, and that's the woman he's supposed to be with for the rest of his life.
So he's not going to end up doing like what was spoke about in the movie Why Did I Get Married, when they talked about the 80-20 rule. I thought that was
mm-hmm.
so hilarious. And where he leaves his 80 to go with his 20, and then ends up, yeah, wishing they had stayed where they were.
Exactly.
So, yes. But definitely, I would think that people need help in the area of relationship, but not enough people seek out that help. They leave it to chance. They continue to make the same mistakes. Some people often going after the same type of people over and over, ending up in a situation that's no good, but they won't take the time to, for instance, you know, follow up and find out, what am I doing wrong? Why is this turning out this way? It should be better, or it should be different.
I definitely agree. You know, it's about the selection that you make, and a lot of times women make the selection based on not only their upbringing, but I mean, let me give you an example. If there's a woman who grew up in a family and she was overprotected by her parents, where she couldn't date, she couldn't do any of those things like the rest of her peers, she's more likely to go after a guy that's, you know, that's labeled as a bad guy, because that's her first exit. You know, that's probably the guy that's going to probably be her first love, her first lover. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's going to give her a problem, because they're going to end up having that history together. And that's the only guy that she's ever known, because she's never dated before. She's never even had an opportunity to date. That's the only guy
mm-hmm.
she's ever dated in her whole life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, because
her father
was too scared to teach her about men and dating, because he didn't want her to date at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably true too. So, you know, there's just so many things that can go into a person's life in terms of their upbringing, what they believe. Oh, and that's what they brought out in the show last night. The young lady, she was consistently dating men who were not emotionally available for her. And they said that one of the reasons was that her father had abandoned her when she was 9 years old. And she really took to heart that abandonment. And therefore, when she got older and began to, you know, date, she, you know, felt that it was, you know, she thought the right way to go about it was to have to chase the man, because she was always trying to chase her father to get him to respond to her and to contact her, which he never did. So, you know, that's so much of people's, how they deal with things.
Yeah, that's definitely true right there, definitely true.
And so, is there anything else that you wanted to speak on as it related to not only men and their insecurities, but just, you know, any relationship issues? I know you're the one doing the research. You've contacted people. I've seen some of your questions.
Well, I mean, my ultimate goal, to be honest with you, when I'm talking about relationships and everything, is not only to kind of clear the label of that all men are the same, but also to my goal is to help women learn how to select better, make better selections on dating, you know, because I figure if I can kind of be able to give them a definition of what each guy is, or maybe a guy that they actually dated in their life, or what potential that guy is going to, I mean, what benefit that guy is going to have on them. I mean, because the way I see it is that a lot of times women make these mistakes that, you know, this guy, every guy is meant to love them, but that's not true. In actuality, you know, what I've learned is that, you know, some guys come in their lives just to like them. Some guys come in there just to, you know, just for physical reasons. Some guys just come in there just, you know, just to be there. And then you have one guy there who could be your husband, but the thing is just being able to tell the difference. And a lot of times, if they can't tell the difference, that's when a lot of bad relationships start. And then too, that's when a lot of hearts get broken. If they can't learn the difference between what guy and what purpose he's supposed to serve to them.
Hmm. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's good teaching. Well, I think that people will certainly benefit from, you know, following you on Facebook, attending your seminars, your workshops, to learn about how to do this. I certainly know that, boy, if I could have had some information back at 18 and what have you in this area, would have certainly saved a lot of heartache and pain. That's for sure.
So that's definitely, you know, what my thing is, that because that's gonna save a lot. You know, right now I'm trying to put stuff together to not only help them to heal their heart, but then to just, like I said, selection is gonna cut down a lot on the heartbreak. I think selection and also to learning your self worth is gonna cut down on a lot of the heartbreaking and all those things like that. Once you get those taken care of, you know, you're not gonna really be hearing a whole lot of stories about, you know, broken hearts and those kind of things, because those are the top two issues when it comes to relationships, is self-worth or not knowing your self-worth, and also to selection or lack of selection.
Mm-hmm. Major categories, self-worth, selection, major. That's really, really great. That is good. So, again, people, when it comes to the insecurities, for those of you who will go back and listen to the archives, we certainly welcome you to the broadcast every Thursday. We have some tips to give you on relationships, talking about insecurities today, And men, they do have insecurities, and sometimes it could be a physical one. It could be financial security. It could be physical. So a physical,
or even more of a mental.
Mental insecurities. Certainly when we've heard people say things like, well, you know, this woman is making too much. She has a certain status that I don't think I can live up to. But we've already kind of talked about how that could be coming from somewhere else and how the person could, you know, look at people's upbringings. Everybody's not the same. I can't say all men are alike. They're all a little bit different. Sean pointed out that just consider the fact that some men are raised with a father in the home. Some men are not. Some men are raised by grandparents only. Some men are raised by older siblings. I remember a scenario like that. That person could be totally different, could have a lot more freedoms than some people without having to live with a whole lot of parental guidance and restrictions. Then you said, talked about how if you date someone who is an unsaved person versus someone that is, there's differences there. So many ways that people can be different. And actually, I saw another statistic on this show that I thought was very interesting. The woman had mentioned how one of the reasons that she was so desperate for a man is because of the statistics that say she was actually in Atlanta, Georgia, that there's about 18 women to every one man. But they showed a statistic that said that, no, it's actually only about 1.3 women to every one man. So a lot of times people have that statistic, that stereotype, or that it's like a myth, a fact that it's not true, just like the one that says all men are the same. Well, that there's all these 18, 15 women to every one man. But when in fact that's not true. But if that's what you tell yourself this, then that's what you're going to find. You're going to find that it seems so hard. And not only that, when you do get somebody, you're going to pretty much settle for anything. You're going to lower your standards and settle for something that not something that, you know, you're really into. And then he also talked a lot about how who you are is what you're going to attract. You're going to attract from your own emotional problems. So if you're a person who has an issue with, say, you know, didn't have the father in the home for whatever reason, or some other challenges, you know, you're going to go after people based on that. And that can put you in a bad situation and cause you to waste valuable time in a relationship that means you no good. Okay? When you could have spent that time working on yourself and then really be ready for something good. So I thought that's also important for people who are in a relationship to realize that. So we thank you, Shawn, again for coming on today to talk about that, to bring that issue up, because I don't think it's talked about enough, that being men and their insecurities. And that was great what you brought out, so people can go back. They can listen to the archives. And we will see you again next Thursday. I'll see you on Facebook somewhere, along with your other friends. No, thank you. So everyone, have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your day. It, depending on what part of the country you're in, it's going to be very hot. But don't forget, when the sun is shining here or somewhere else, it could be raining. So have a great day. Get your relationships on point and correct. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, Friday, before we hit the weekend. That's all I have time for today.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.